could be one of the most interesting local races in the Central and South Coasts. Santa Barbara County's 3rd District Supervisorial seat includes urban Isla Vista, but then more rural areas of the county like the Santa Ynez Valley and Guadalupe. Doreen Farr is retiring after 2 terms in office. The wide-open seat led to a 5-candidate field, which was narrowed to Bruce Porter and Joan Hartman in the June primary. Political observers say whoever is elected will play a key role in the county's future, potentially deciding splits between the county's 2 progressive supervisors in the South County and 2 conservatives in the North County. Porter is a West Point graduate who served more than 2 decades in the Army Corps of Engineers and then earned 2 master's degrees before moving to the Santa Ynez Valley, where he's a financial planner. He's president of the Santa Ynez Valley High School District School Board. Why is Porter running for supervisor?
I'm a graduate of the Military Academy at West Point. When we graduate and we're commissioned as officers, beyond the normal oath, we take sort of an extra little piece of an oath where we promise lifetime service to the nation. At first, it was a little bit of the Boy Scouts and then the Red Cross, eventually on the school board for the last 8 years. And I think I can add great value to the Board of Supervisors.
Porter talks about the biggest issues he sees facing the 3rd District.
Number one is public safety. And things are pretty safe, but with the challenge that the sheriff's office has in maintaining a fully staffed office and with the number of reductions they've had over the years, when the sheriff's office is short-manned, it's the rural areas that often get the short end of the stick. The other is infrastructure. As you drive around the 3rd District especially, the roads are in terrible shape. Bridges sometimes are in questionable shape. Our libraries and our parks are in poor shape.
Joan Hartman has been a high school teacher and college professor serving as director of the Claremont College Graduate School Public Policy Program. She's worked in the policy and budget offices of several governmental agencies and has been the Santa Barbara County Planning Commissioner for the 3rd District since 2012. Why is Hartman running for supervisor?
Having earned a PhD and a law degree, as well as working for government and as a college professor and as an advocate for neglected and abused foster children, I have a lot of experience that's directly relevant to the job.
Hartman talks about the biggest issues she sees facing the 3rd District.
The number one issue is economic development that's appropriate to the area and bringing in good jobs. The question really is what will help drive that, because government really isn't the one to create economic development jobs. That's the work of the private sector. But what government can do and needs to do is address our drought. That's going to be critical for economic development.
If elected, what are Hartman's first goals?
Regional water management. And the second is renewable energy, fossil-free by 33. Both of those will support the kind of economic development that is consistent with Santa Barbara's distinctive character and quality of life.
Bruce Porter talks about his first goals if elected.
I'll call it the number zero thing, and that is to establish great relationships with the other supervisors, to make sure they know that I'm here to serve, I'm here to work with them to make great decisions. And then I think the next thing is to fully scrub the budget to see where we might stop spending money in foolish ways, and where we can generate some revenues to do some of these important things.
The 2 candidates talk about what they think sets them apart from their opponent. First, here's Porter.
My wide range of experience. I was in public service for 25 years, the private sector now for 15 years. I've been in both camps. I have a very strong environmental background, but at the same time a very strong construction background in the same agency. So know how to balance those.
Joan Hartman talks about what she thinks sets her apart from her opponent.
A broad range of experience, federal, state, local government, nonprofits, private sector work. My main attribute is that I have worked on collaborative processes bottom up rather than top down.
The supervisorial posts are nonpartisan, but Hartman is backing from the Democratic Party and Porter from the Republican Party. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.